Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23. It talks about a criminal who has deserving death and has to be hung on the tree. And it talks about that he who hangs on the tree is accursed of God. That was depicted in the Old Testament and was portrayed as a prophecy for Jesus Christ, that a day will come that Jesus will carry the sins of the world upon his shoulders and he would be hanged on the tree, the cross of Calvary. And we are so grateful to the Lord today that, you know, he became the curse for us so that our curse will be removed and we will enter into the blessings of Jehovah. What a blessing, what a joy, what a thought to comprehend today, what a thought to mull over, that now today, because of Jesus' death, burial and resurrection, there is no more curse upon us. We walk in the blessing of Jehovah. And that's amazing. The Bible also says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. It was Jesus who laid down his life for his friends, for you and me. And he has called you and me friends of God. Hallelujah. He has made you sons and daughters of the Most High God. Henry Longfellow said, not father or mother has loved you as God has, for it was that you might be happy he gave his only son. When he bowed his head in the death hour, love solemnized its triumph. The sacrifice there was complete. So my dear brothers and sisters, reflect today on the wondrous love of Jesus Christ in your behalf. Determined to share Jesus and his wondrous love with another today. It's important in this beautiful season when we are fasting and praying for 40 days. I pray that may the spirit of intercession and the spirit of evangelism be the portion of every believer in Jesus' name. That's my prayer, that you will not be silent. If Jesus hung on the tree naked, he was not ashamed. You and I will not be ashamed. You know, people say that I'm shy to share about the love of Christ or share my testimony. Just think about Jesus. He was hanging nude on the cross of Calvary, beaten, broken, bleeding for you and for me. If he could do that for us, there is no shame to share about Jesus. So take the opportunity and share the love of Christ to somebody who has not yet heard about Jesus today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body. We acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord over us. And Father God, we thank you. We have come under the lordship of Jesus, of Jehovah. We submit our will to the will of the Father. We submit our will to the will of the Holy Spirit and to the will of your word. And I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that as we diligently hearken to your voice and do your word, and Father, we keep your word, I pray that every blessing of Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14, of Leviticus 26, 1 to 13, of Job 22, 21 onwards, will be fulfilled in the lives of your people. Even today, Lord, they will walk under the open heavens of Jehovah. And Father, they will experience the mighty, mighty anointing of God, the presence of God, the blessings of God, both tangibly and intangibly in the name of Jesus. Father, as your people, O Lord, step out to the jobs and to the businesses today, O Father God, and running the errands for the day, I ask of you that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless them. Keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, for they are your heritage. Perfect everything that concerneth their lives and let Jehovah be alone exalted. Father God, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that Father, your healing virtue will flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed. We were healed. We all are healed and made whole by the power of your Spirit. And we give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day ahead of you, people of God. Bye for now.